last time on Whack My Bush, Arnie discovered that Osama bin Laden was planning to infect the world with nanobot clones of himself, designed by the former banjo player from the pop group The Wurzels. Meanwhile, Fatboy Prescott was pole dancing for some Arab guards. Ever get the feeling it's going to be one of those days?
Right, young'un, you listen here. Your nanobots are trained to go for the brain. Once there, they use their nano C4 explosives to blow up the bit of the brain that has decadent Western values and replace it with a nano copy of the Quran.
Genius! And because we have infected the nanobots with flu, they will spread around the world like wildfire.
Art.
But tell me, why did you invent this technology?
Well, I started dabbling in nanobots in the 1980s because I'd grown disillusioned with the values of our consumer society in which artistic endeavor was sublimated by economic considerations.
You mean when people stopped buying your records?
Art. That'd be it. The world wanted new romantics, and all we could give them was songs about cider and cow shit. But now, I shall have my revenge in this world or the next.
And so shall I, but for very different reasons, involving penis envy and fantasies about my mother. Now come, let us go upstairs and look at my collection of goat porn.
Arr, that's lovely.
Did you hear that, guys? They got goat porn. Over.
Arnie, focus! Bloody Wurzels! I always thought they were up to no good. I'm going to nuke Taunton. Yeah, and I'm going to nuke Belgium.
What the hell's Belgium got to do with it?
I don't know. I just don't want to be left out of the whole nuking thing.
Hush up. Now, Arnie, you gotta destroy all those nanobots, but keep one bottle of them and bring them back for testing.
Okay. I just hope Fatty can keep the guards busy long enough for me to set the charges and get out of here. Whack my bush.
I'm your private dancer. Dancer for money.
Use the pole! Use the pole!
All right, but if I slip a disc... Whoa! Fuck it!
She meant the pole. What a woman. Off! Take your burka off!
Seriously now, you don't want to see me naked.
Strip, or we strip you ourselves.
Okay, you ask for it.
But you are even more beautiful than I imagined.
You what? I've got hairy chest and man boobs.
Who cares? Come here, you hot bitch.
Fuck the mission. I'm out of here.
Boy, look at that ass move. She's getting away, idiot. Sound the alarm.
Whack my bush.
Just setting the last of the charges. Shit, Fatty must have fucked up.
What are you gonna do?
Don't worry. I have a plan B. I change it to my tuxedo, slip unnoticed into the party upstairs, make witty chit-chat in 4 or 5 languages, and then tango my way out of the front door.
Arnie, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because the makers of True Lies will sue us for plagiarism.
Hey, fuck them! They never gave me my Winnebago I asked for, and now I'm going to make them pay! My bushy will whack.
The front door must be around here somewhere. Oh shit, it's Osama and his men.
Stop right there! You must be the ladyboy who's been corrupting my guards.
Me? No, I'm a caravan salesman. I've been doing a bit of business with one of your brothers.
Is that so? Then you'd be able to answer this question. What is the maximum length allowed for a caravan when the towing vehicle is under 3,500 kilograms? That's excluding the coupling and drawbar, of course.
Well, it's oh, bugger.
It's 7 meters. A real caravan salesman would know that. What the fuck?
Good evening, Colonel. Hak Duka Hikawaka?
What did he say? Screwed if I know.
May I have this dance?
Arnie, what are you doing in a tuxedo?
Just shut up and stick this rose between your teeth.
Ow! Thorns!
Now, we tango out of the front door, Fatty. Hey, stop trying to leave!
Sorry.
Stop this nonsense!
Run! Fatty, run!
Shoot them!
I got a surprise for them. Say hasta la vista to your nanobots, Osama!
Thank fuck. There's the chopper.
Ah! What the fuck? I've been shot in the ass! Jesus! They're using real bullets! Did they know how dangerous that is?
Just grab the bloody rope ladder.
But it's my left ass cheek. That's my favorite.
Sod it, we're on. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I'll get you for this, Bin Laden. I'll be back.
So it's true. Osama bin Laden really is a pain in the arse. Will Arnie's bullet-ridden body get better? Have Fatty and Arnie given Osama the bums rush? Or will the cheeky chappy have the last laugh? Find out in the next tushy-tastic episode of...
Whack My Bush. Hi, it's Tony here again. Before you go, look, George has just sent me an invoice for this war on terror malarkey. And well, like, you know, fuck an arc, it's huge. So, if you go to our special tax-free website, whackmybush.com, you can donate a few euros, pounds, or even dollars. So please help, and we promise none of the money will go to African orphans. Honestly.